Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
Can I have your zip code to locate the account?
Yes, ma'am. 76513.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Mike Reisinger.
Thank you. And could you verify the shipping address for me?
12 East Mohawk Lane, Belton, Texas, 76513.
Okay, and I see that you ordered our Wi-Fi booster on November 11th, Darren, with you paying $7.45 for shipping and handling. How may I help you?
Well, I also had a charge for $49.97 from your company that I did not authorize.
Yes, sir, and I see that that charge was declined. Now,
yes,
when you ordered this, this was a welcoming gift for you joining our Consumer Direct Savings Store. You only paid $7.45 for shipping and handling. In the terms and conditions, it did state that within the next 48 hours, you will be billed the $49.97. And this starts your first month membership and gets you a $125 gift card to the Best Consumer Gadget Club on the web.
I'm not interested in any of that. That was there. It was in fine print. I never saw it.
Okay,
you
so
can
I can even, I can offer.
You cancel it and I can send you back your $7.95 router if that's what you want me to do.
Okay, so I can offer 35% discount to the future order.
No, ma'am, I'm not interested at all.
Okay, even if I can apply my family and friends discount of 50% off?
Nope, not interested.
Okay. Okay, sir, well, I did get the account canceled, and this prevents all future charges. And I also have your cancellation number. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
2580.
Okay.
03400.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, is there anything else I could do for you?
No, ma'am, I appreciate it. I know it wasn't anything to do with what you do. Mistake on my part, apparently, and I didn't realize all that was in the background, and I'm sorry I caused you this trouble.
No, you're fine, sir, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yes, ma'am.